This is the Wikipedia page for Debt Limit. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
Hell yeah, everybody. Subscribe to the podcast with no limits, unlike the debt limit.
We're reading this for current events because the debt world has overtaken the front page of the New York Times.
And that's right. Everybody's talking recessions and bank failures and everything. And also the debt ceiling, which is most often referred to, there has to be a big vote very soon for it. And the people don't think that it's going to pass because the Speaker of the House would not be able to fulfill the promises that they made during their election. Anyway, let's get to reading, shall we?
As a young millennial, my entire life has been in a recession.
Good one. Debt limit. For the mechanism in the United States, see United States debt ceiling. A debt limit, or debt ceiling, is a legislative mechanism restricting the total amount that a country can borrow or how much debt it can be permitted to take on. Several countries have debt limitation restrictions.
Description: a debt limit is a legislative mechanism restricting the total amount that a country can borrow or how much debt it can be permitted to take on. It is usually set as percentage of GDP, but in a few cases as an absolute amount, for example, 200 billion.
So I've heard GDP before. I didn't know exactly what the acronym was for, but it's gross domestic product. Mm-hmm. Is a monetary measure of the market value of the final goods and services produced or sold in a specific time period by a country, countries generally without double blah, 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 blah.
But it's also not an absolute measure of a country's economy, like a lot of people like to say it is.
You're not an absolute measure of a country's economy.
Nope, I am just a product of it.
Use. Several countries have debt limitation laws in place.
Only Denmark and the United States have a debt ceiling that is set at an absolute amount rather than a percentage of GDP. In Denmark, a debt ceiling became necessary in 1993 as a constitutional waiver when day-to-day responsibilities for the public debt was transferred to the National Bank from the Ministry of Finance. It is regarded as a legal formality, and consequently a broad consensus in the Danish parliament has set the limit much higher than the actual debt, making the limit irrelevant. It has been raised once in 2010 when the debt had reached about two-thirds the limit, the nearest it has ever been, at which point the limit was more than doubled. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you work out how irrelevant money is.
Thanks for listening to that message, everybody, which earned us money.
Thank you.
Limits as a percentage of GDP are more widespread. Poland has a constitutional limit on public debt set at 60% of GDP by law. A budget cannot pass with a breach in place. Examples of other countries that have debt limits as a percentage of GDP are Kenya, Malaysia, Namibia, and Pakistan. As part of the Maastricht Treaty, countries that are part of the European Union pledge to keep the public debt below 60% of GDP and the annual deficit below 3%. However, several EU countries have exceeded the limits and a revisal of the rules is planned.
Between 2007 and 2013, Australia had a debt ceiling which limited how much the Australian government could borrow. The debt ceiling was contained in Section 5(1) of the Commonwealth Inscribed Stock Act 1911 until its repeal on the 10th of December 2013. The statutory limit was created in 2007 by the Rudd government and set at $75 billion. It was increased in 2009 to $200 billion, $250 billion in 2011, and $300 billion in May 2012. In November 2013, Treasurer Joe Hockey requested Parliament's approval for an increase in the debt limit from $300 billion to $500 billion, saying that the limit will be exhausted by mid-December 2013. With the support of the Australian Greens, the Abbott government repealed the debt ceiling over the opposition of the Australian Labour Party.
Wow. That last paragraph or so was like not fun at all.
I don't know what I'm talking about when I ask this question, which is, what's the point of having a debt ceiling if the government keeps raising it?
Were you even reading this paragraph?
Yes.
I think you were the person who was reading the paragraph where it answered your question. which is it is regarded as a legal formality.
But what's the point?
It's a formality.
But like, to what end does that formality achieve anything?
I think that it's a false control.
I see.
I do think that that's what it is. It seems like they're in control, and it's also something you can say to people to make it seem like you're in control.
I see.
This is unconfirmed. This is just my opinion.
I see.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Debt Limit.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your imaginary debt limit.
Hoo-ah! If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.